ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 48। किम दुरापम मयि प्रीते तथा अपि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकांत मतिर नान्यन मत्तो वांछति तत्वा वित किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मया एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयैकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं दुरापं मयि प्रीते तथापि विबुधार्षभा मयि एकान्तमतिर्नान्यं मत्तो वांछति तत्त्ववित् किं what durapam difficult to obtain mayi when I prite satisfied tatapi still vibhuta rishabha O best of the intelligent demigods mayi in me Ekanta, exclusively fixed. Matihi, whose attraction. Na anyat, na anyat, not anything other. Mataha, than me. Vanchati, desires. Tattva, vit, one who knows the truth. O best of the intelligent demigods, although it is true that nothing is difficult for one to obtain when I am pleased with him, a pure devotee whose mind is exclusively fixed upon me, does not ask me for anything but the opportunity to engage in devotional service. Purport. When the demigods finished offering their prayers, they anxiously waited for their enemy, Vritrasura, to be killed. This means that the demigods are not pure devotees. Although without difficulty one can get anything one desires if the Lord is pleased, the demigods aspire for material profits by pleasing the Lord. The Lord wanted the demigods to pray for unalloyed devotional service, but instead they prayed for an opportunity to kill their enemy. This is the difference between a pure devotee and a devotee on the material platform. Indirectly, the Lord regretted that the demigods did not ask for pure devotional service. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Trayam Rupa Kodama Yam Dhati Shapatantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadukamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sadiva Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Stam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vanto Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Gopitaru Pyastra Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Kim Durapam Mayi Prite Tatapi Vibhutarshabha Maya Kanta Matir Nanyam Mato Vanchati Tatvavit. Kim Durapa Mayi Prite. There's nothing difficult to obtain when the Lord is satisfied. Sarvaloka Maheshram, he's the controller of everything. So when he's pleased, what is the difficulty for him to send whatever is the devotee might want? Durapam, what is kim durapam? What is difficult to achieve? The mayi prite, when the Lord is pleased. Just a king, even in the material world, if a king is pleased, he can give so much. You want land, you want money, you want some special privileges. What do you want? The king is pleased, he can give beyond what anyone might want, practically speaking. Just like Saudi Arabia, still they have kings. Any citizen can approach, and the king can easily. You want a new house, what do you want? Any citizen. There's some problem, whatever, the king can do the needful. And that's only one small puny king in the huge universe, and the universe is only one out of so many millions, and the entire cosmic manifestation is only one small corner of the kingdom of God. Pishtavyaham idam krishnam ekam shenas tatojagat. He maintains everything with a tiny portion of his energy. So when that source of everything, another consideration, he's Bhagavan, he has all beauty, wealth, fame, knowledge, strength, renunciation, whatever you want, it's in stock with him. So when he's pleased, what is the difficulty for him to supply whatever the devotee may desire? It's no difficulty at all. Kim durapamayi prite tatapi vibhudharshava. Still, there's some other consideration. Vibhudharshava, vibhuta, very intelligent. Rishabha, the best. You are the best of the demigods. But what you're asking is not very intelligent. This is the best you can do. You're the best of the demigods. You're the most intelligent, and this is the best thing that you can think of to ask for. That means indirectly, you're all fools. You're all fools. You're asking for some paltry thing. Dhruva Maharaj deprecated himself, saying that I'm such a fool that I approached Lord Vishnu for a kingdom, which is insignificant. It's something like approaching a rich man for a handful of rice. If anyone approaches a rich man, the rich man can give so much. So if one approaches, say, Rockefeller, Ford, some big man, sir, please give a palm full of rice. Is it very intelligent? Ask something serious. Or even, you know, you go to out asking for contributions for Rath Yatra or something. So if you approach the biggest man in town and say, sir, could you sponsor a balloon? The balloons cost 50 cents. Could you sponsor a balloon? It's foolish. He can pay for the whole festival if he wants. And you're asking for some little thing. Could you give $50 contribution? Could you give this? From a big man, the man should be asked according to his capability. So, Vibhudharshava, oh, supremely intelligent demigods, what nonsense are you asking for? Mayi ekanta matir nanyan mato vanchati tatvavit. The tatvavit, means one who knows the absolute truth, tattva. One who knows what is actually what, tattvavit. Badanti tat tattvavidam, tattvam yajganam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Actually, tattvavit means those who know the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma, as localized Paramatma, and ultimately as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tattvavit. Well, finally, tattvavit means the pure devotee. Ekantamatir. Ekantamati means having the mind exclusively fixed on Krishna. This is the mentality of a pure devotee. He has no other business than Krishna. Ekantamatir. Mai ekantamatir nanyam vanchati. Such a pure devotee, much chitta madgata prana bodhiyanta paraspara. His mind is fixed upon Krishna. His goal of life is Krishna. This is the position of a devotee. I come to Kibhakti, he's engaged in pure devotional service. Then, what does he want? He only wants Krishna. He only wants Krishna. Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Mayi sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaya. There's nothing higher than Krishna. So, if one desires, then why not desire Krishna? Why desire some small thing? Give me a house, give me money, give me something. The best desire is to desire Krishna. Absolute desire. To become desireless is not possible. Better to be desire more. There, of course, we're preaching that we should reduce our desires. But taking it, and people don't like that. No, we want to increase our desires. Now I have $100, I want $1,000. Now I have $10,000, I want $100,000. People want to increase their, then increase to the absolute point. Now you only want $10 million. Why such a small desire? Why not desire, think big. Think biggest. Mata parataram nanya. Beyond Krishna, there's nothing. So why not desire Krishna? Then you get everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. So if you're not going to reduce your desires, then increase your desires up to the point of unlimited. Desire the unlimited personality of Godhead. Vanchati. If you're going to desire, then desire Krishna. The Yashoda Mayi, Nanda Maharaj, gopis, they've reached that point of absolute desire. They don't want anything else but Krishna. Even Nanda Yashoda were considered still more elevated because then Devaki and Vasudeva and Devaki prayed to the Lord. They underwent severe austerities for many lifetimes. Then the Lord appeared. What do you want? Oh, we want a son like you. So that was all right, but the Lord said, you're not going to find a son like me. You might as well take me. But Nanda Yashoda, they didn't want a son like Krishna. They wanted Krishna, that's all. So their desire was more perfect. Cowherd boys, gopis, Brajvasis, they don't want anything but Krishna. They have the higher, they don't even want Narayan. If offered the opportunity to go to Vaikuntha and share in the opulence of the kingdom of God, they don't want that also. There's some pastime that the gopis were looking for Krishna and Krishna was absconding. So they were searching out Krishna in the forest and they came upon Lord Narayan. And upon seeing Narayan, they just offered their humble obeisances. Oh, Lord Narayan, please accept our obeisances. Have you seen Krishna? Yeah, I think Narayan has four arms. He can point this way or that way. So actually that Narayan was Krishna. He was hiding from the gopis. But when they saw Lord Narayan, then they weren't interested, except, where is Krishna? And Narayan is not subject matter of interest. Have you seen Krishna? So this is ekantamati. They have no other subject matter than Krishna. But the demigods, they have so many other desires. Here, they're asking, oh, please save us from this demon. Krishna will save you from the demon. You don't have to worry. And if he doesn't save you, then that's all right. If one dies, then death is natural. And if he lives, that's nice. Why so much eager to be saved from this demon? And even if you're eager to be saved from the demon, if you're approaching Krishna, why not be saved from birth and death? But even that, the pure devotee doesn't want that. The Lord Kapildev told his mother, Devahuti, that my devotees don't want anything from me. They can have the opulences of mystic power. They can have Salokya, Samipya, Sarshti, Sayujya, Sarupya. They can have all of these opulences. Sayujya means to merge with the Lord. Salokya means to live on the same planet as the Lord. Sarupya, to have a form like that of the Lord. To have powers like the Lord. These are all benedictions. But Lord Kapildev says that my devotees, pure devotees, they don't want any of these things. They don't even want to live with me in the kingdom of God. They just want to be engaged in my devotional service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Nadanam najanam nasandurim kavitam va jagadisha kame mama janmani janmani shire pavatat bhakti rohita kitai. My dear Lord Jagadisha, Lord of the universe, I don't want money. Generally, everyone is after money. They're spending their full time practically. Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? They're going to the temple also, or the church, and praying, give us this day our daily bread, or make my business successful if you so desire. Where is money? Where is money? Artha. Artha, artha, arti, jigyasu, ganija. Mostly, they're praying to God for help with their economic condition. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, nadhanam, I'm not interested in money. And one who's not interested in money, maybe he's interested in prestige, followers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, nadhanam, I don't want followers. That's all right, you don't need money, you don't need followers. And probably you're interested in having a nice wife. Sundari means very beautiful. People don't want an ugly wife, they want a beautiful wife. And kavita means very poetic. Sundarim kavita, or sundari kavita, the kind of girl that they write poetry about. Beautiful girl. Would you like that? No, I don't want that also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, beautiful. He could have, of course he had two wives, one on the request of his mother, first one, then the other. But he was not interested for these things. He left home. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, his wife was like the goddess of fortune, so beautiful. But he left home. Na sundari kavita. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavita va jagadisha kamani. This is all kama, material desire. I don't have such material desires. Then, do you want liberation from birth and death? Those who are disgusted with material enjoyment, generally first one tries to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. And finally, when he gets frustrated in trying to enjoy, then he thinks, oh, this is all nonsense. Let me merge with the Supreme, or let me obliterate my individual existence, which is the cause of this suffering. Let me get out of birth and death. Let me become desireless. So I can get liberation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatad bhaktir ohitaki tvai. I just want to be engaged in devotional service. Ohitaki bhakti. Ohitaki means without any material motive. Ohitaki apratiyata. Yayatma su prasiyati. We're trying to be satisfied by dhanam, janam, sundari, kavita, so many things. And the soul is not going to be satisfied by any amount of this. Even by liberation, the soul will not be satisfied. He'll come down again to the material world. But yayatma supersedeti, the soul will be completely satisfied by engaging in the devotional service of Krishna. The pure devotee doesn't think, oh, let me engage in the service of Krishna so that I can be satisfied. I'll get my desires satisfied. Of course, his desire is to serve Krishna, so he's thinking, let me satisfy the desire. But it's not for his own satisfaction. It's completely, let me satisfy Krishna. Let me satisfy Krishna. Even birth after birth, mama janmani janmani shrive bhavatad bhaktir. Pure devotional service, ahita gitai. So, Krishna was disappointed that these demigods, they're approaching me. They could be praying for pure devotional service, but they're approaching, oh, please kill this demon, please do this for us. Then they'll come back later also. Now you've killed this demon, now another demon has come, please take care of this demon. Now this, now that, now this, now that. Please help us stay in this material world and be secure and safe and enjoy this sense gratification. Even the demigods, Munyanti at Surya. Munyanti at Surya. Even the demigods are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord, and they're thinking, let us stay here in this world and enjoy. And if they get the darshan of Krishna, please help us stay in this material world and enjoy. That's their idea, that God is good for maintaining our material affairs. And people are coming to the temple, and under one or another category of desire, they're praying to the Lord, oh, please make my family life all right. Please help with my son's education. Please do something about the financial situation. Please do this. Please do that. Please do that. They're coming with their shopping list. Oh Lord, please do this for me. And even if the Lord does it, oh thank you Lord, now there's something else. Or if he doesn't do it, oh Lord, I prayed to you and you didn't do it. What's wrong? This is their relationship. Please do this, please do that. So at least they're counted as pious, sukriti, because they're approaching the Lord for their desires. But the real thing is to pray to the Lord, please engage me in your service. Therefore, the practice in chanting Hare Krishna is to chant purely, not to maintain material attachments while chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh Lord, do this for me, do that for me. Satisfy this desire, satisfy that desire. Pure chanting means, Krishna, energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions?
This question was, previous text was, looks like it was the prayer offered by demigods, and after the prayer of what appeared, the question it was like collective prayer, like numerous demigods who agreed to make that prayer so in common to kill that demon. So basically that was what I was trying to say is it is a collective effort to compose this prayer which the Lord comes and he says,
The prayers were collective. That means it can be taken different ways. One demigod is offering one prayer, another demigod is offering the next prayer, another demigod is offering another prayer. Sometimes we were just reading in Brihad Bhagavatamrita some prayers offered by the gopis. And Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī was explaining that one gopi said this, another gopi said that, although it just said gopi uchu, you know, the gopis said. But then when you go deeper, then one said this, one said that, one said this, one said that. So it can be understood that way.
It's not like they have a meeting and they decide
to compose the prayer among them and then all chanted it at once. That's also possible. Or it can be taken that this was the essence of their prayers. This is what they were praying. This was the subject matter. Some other question?
Maharaj, throughout our spiritual literature, he's always everywhere he's saying we should develop a loving relationship with Krishna. And at the same time, we are in Kali Yuga and we are covered with Maya. And looks like this difficult task we are trying to achieve one against the other. And it is also said to us after Loda Bhakti, where we can take one of these or all or combination of those bhaktis. And looking from that point of view, it looks like in one sense it's an easy task, but it's a difficult task to achieve. And I would like to see.
Bhakti looks easy, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
So, what's the question?
The question is, how it can become easy? Like,
how can it become easy? Chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That's how to make it easy. Yes?
I just had a comment, Maharaj. The way the Supreme Personality of Godhead said that you are the most intelligent, but you don't know how to ask. The same lines, even Shankaracharya in the end, Madhya Kavinda Mooda Mate. Mate signifies intelligent. And before that, he puts the adjective Mooda, which is foolish. So he says, oh, foolish, intelligent people.
Yes. Hare Govinda Bhutamata. No, you have to speak twice as loud and maybe a little slower, otherwise it's useless.
It is generally said that demigods are much more intelligent than human beings. But here it seems like that even though they have so much intelligence, and even though Krishna is in front of them, it's difficult for them to understand that Krishna is the supreme and that's what they should desire, compared to the human beings in Kali Yuga where their intelligence is so disturbed. But still, it says that it is easier for human beings of this planet to understand that Krishna is the supreme and that's what they should desire.
Muryanti yat surya, the demigods become intoxicated by higher standard of life. They're not pure devotees. Here also, there's so many devotees and they have similar material desires. They're maintaining material desires, not that they're better than the demigods. But pure devotees, they don't have anything to ask from the Lord except to be engaged in service. No, again, the same problem. You have to speak louder.
Here we are exposed to the same, we are exposed to this knowledge, but are they exposed to that knowledge?
They're exposed to that knowledge. It's coming from there only. Tene Brahma Radaya Adikaviye, it's coming from Brahma and coming down. But generally, they're still affected by material desires.
Can we say that demigods, even though they have material desires, they still can it be said that even though demigods they have material desires, still they are far more advanced than humans on this planet? Because
they're more advanced. Demigods are more advanced than the humans, except for the pure devotees. Pure devotees are more advanced than the demigods.
Right. But like, you know,
Otherwise, this planet, there are so many demons.
I had a similar question, and I had put in mind, well, if we have troubles, like, you know, we come out from the temple, we have troubles with the car, whatever it is, and demons, we pray to Krishna, Krishna doesn't come and kill Vikasa, but the demigods, their position is so exalted, but if they have really have a problem, Krishna will come and, you know, even though they have material desires, Krishna will come and kill something to create them.
Yeah, they're devotees. Just unfortunate that they're not pure devotees. Alright, shall we stop here? Thank you very much, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.